How to score with the high school. So I'm sharing with you a number of ideas which I hope will be productive. And the truth is that anytime you teach anything, a lot more than the content and the words that you are teaching, this is just true in general about Chaburus or general about any Rebbe. If you think about a Rebbe that you had in your lifetime, who that relationship that you have with them meant something to you, chances are you're not really going to remember the Divrei Torah that Rebbe said to you, or the Chiddush in the Ketzais and the Nesivos. That's not really going to be what you're going to remember. Great teachers and great mashpiyim, and any kind of hashpa, great teachers really teach themselves. We like to say they teach Talmid and not teach Torah, but they're really teaching themselves. What do I mean that you're teaching themselves? That kids get out of you not what you say, but who you are. Kids get out of you who you are. If you think about the people who had the greatest impact in your lives, you don't necessarily remember every word that they said, but you remember what they stood for. So I would argue that in teaching Churban, the first thing that you need to take some time, and I know nobody has any time to do anything on the call, but you have to find some time this afternoon or whatever, to think about what your own connection to Churban means. And this is obviously a very difficult proposition to connect to Churban. It's a very difficult. You already studied a couple of years in Eretz Yisrael, so hopefully, or a year or a couple of years, or hopefully you visited here. So the first thing we have to do is think about our own connection and spend a few moments about thinking about how do we relate to Tisha B'Av? What do we think was lost? What are we mourning over? So I think that would be very valuable. At the same time, obviously realize that you're, like with anything, you're 20, 21, and they're 14, 15, 16. So, you know, you're not necessarily going to view this in the same way. But I think the first step is to think about yourself. And I'm just going to offer a few directions that hopefully might speak to you, a couple of directions that might talk to you. But I think that in your own reading and thinking and learning over the next couple of days, and hopefully your own preparations for Tisha B'Av, and thinking about what you want to communicate, maybe some things will resonate, but the most important thing is whether anything I say does or doesn't resonate, the most important thing is for you to do preparation, to take some moments. You know, it's like El, you know, Roshani and Kippur. Everyone talks about how Rosh Chodesh El, everyone's supposed to start thinking about Tshuva, and then it's 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, and then it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. You say, oh, now's the time to... And then it's Aseret Yemei, and it's Yom Kippur. He's like, wait, didn't I tell myself in Rosh Chodesh El I was actually going to involve myself in this Tshuva process? And it's Yom Kippur. What happened? Where did it go? I never ended up doing it. So it's Erev Tisha B'Av. It's Erev Tisha B'Av. So it's not the 3 weeks anymore. It's not just the 9 days. It's Wednesday, right? Tisha B'Av is, you know, Shabbos. So now's the time. So obviously, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, "Va'ani kirvas Elokim li'to." Someone who I was speaking to, I gave a talk last night at the OU Center on parenting. The talk was on parenting. Some guy comes over to me afterwards and says, "You know what I think the biggest problem why all the kids are going off to Derek is? That the yeshivas don't talk about Hashem enough." Don't talk about Hashem. I said to him, I agree with you 100%. I've tried to make it our business in the yeshiva that I had the privilege of running for the last 25 years. I try to encourage the rabbis to talk about Hashem a lot. I would talk about learning. We don't just talk about learning, not just learning Gemara, we're not just learning Kol Mishnavi Halacha. We're learning Hashem. We're learning Hashem's holy Torah. Hashem gave himself over, and we're looking to build connection to Hashem. So one of the things that you may want to think about, obviously, in terms of a lack of Korban, a lack of Beis HaMikdash, things that didn't happen, things that are no longer happening, is the lack of connection to Hashem that each of us feels in our regular lives. Can you imagine if there would be a Beis HaMikdash here and we'd all be here, what would our connection to Hashem be like? And right, the old Mepharshim talk about how the Gemara says, Kimcha Techina Tacha, that Nebuchadnezzar destroyed flour that was already ground up. Meaning that the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed. He just revealed it. Everyone talks about this. What do you mean that it was already destroyed? Because the relationship that the Jewish people had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already been destroyed. We already were far, we were from distant. And the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed was only a natural result of that severed relationship. So obviously, and I say this in the context of the fact that year after year, most kids on Kol El say that the most impactful thing that happened over the whole summer was Tisha B'Av. Many, many kids, most kids over the year feel that Tisha B'Av on the Kol El is the most impactful experience that they have. So that's a big achrayas for all of us to think about in advance of Tisha B'Av. That's why we're having this staff training, just to get you, even if you get nothing out of what I said, at least you're getting the idea that Tisha B'Av is in 3 days, so we have to begin thinking about this. But I'm saying that in the context of realizing that, obviously, the goals of NC Y Kol El are to cultivate growth, cultivate connection to Hashem in the NC Suarez. That's the whole goal of thinking, cultivate connection to Hashem. So Tisha B'Av is all about severing that connection, how that connection got severed. So we may want to use Tisha B'Av or Erev Tisha B'Av or sometime Tisha B'Av afternoon as an opportunity to speak a little bit about what does my connection to Hashem really mean to me, and why is it important for me to have one, and how can I rebuild one if I don't have one. So this is Bigadol, one thing Bigadol. Point number two. One of the things that I like to think about on Tisha B'Av and that I try to speak in the various contexts about is that Geula, Mashiach, rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, signifies an end to pain and suffering in the world. There is a lot of pain and suffering in the world. That might be an angle with which to get the guys going a little bit to think about tragedies, pain and suffering, the whole idea of kinos that we cry about on Tisha B'Av morning and night. We are lamenting the pain and suffering that all of Klal has gone through throughout the generations. Why are we speaking about all these random sorrows and the Holocaust and all this pain and suffering? Because we understand that the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed and not having a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence to go with us is the reason why all these tragedies happen. Or I should say the converse. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, that will signify Geula, that will signify that the world is back where it's supposed to be. And there won't be any more sickness, and there won't be any more pain, there won't be any more Goyim hating the Jewish people, there won't be any more Arab attacks. Or what. So that might be an angle to speak about with the guys. That might be something that resonates with you about how, and it's connected to the third point that I'm going to make, but just specifically about how much pain there is in the world. And to get them to begin to get the guys to begin to like feel a little bit of that pain at age 15, 16, when it's very hard to see anything beyond your little screen that you're looking at for 12 out of the 24 hours of the day on a good day. To realize that all of Klal Yisrael's pain is in a certain sense connected to the Korban Beis HaMikdash. All the pain is connected to that. Number three, and this is really very much connected to number two, but just broadening it a little bit. Most of you will remember in high school that your high schools all had programs for, like it's called the Yoms. Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut. The Yoms! Everybody has a program on the Yoms, right? So aside from, a nice break from from whatever else is going on. It's a nice time to like do some fun stuff or different kind of stuff. The yoms, and obviously, aside from the obvious of what Yom HaShoah obviously is remembering the Holocaust, I'm not getting to that right now. But one of the major goals that I try to, our yeshiva tries to do with the yoms, is to get the guys to realize that they have to attach them to something bigger than themselves. There's an Am Yisrael. There's an Am Yisrael. You know, a lot of times the guys have this very, and at age 15 and 16, if we remember ourselves at 15, 16, we remember that we were exactly the same way. We were exactly the same way. This is not like, you have to always be careful. You never look down, and you don't want to look down, you know. We're straight back from Shana Aleph or Shana Bet or Shana Gimel, whatever we are, straight back, and all of a sudden we see the world clearly and like they see the world. And it's just a very dangerous and not healthy and not helpful perspective to have. We have to remember ourselves in 10th and 11th grade. And most of us should remember the other kids in our grade, maybe not ourselves, because we were like, you know, I can remember myself. In 10th and 11th grade, I was not holding and worrying about Klal Yisrael. But I think that Tisha B'Av is an opportunity to sensitize people about there's an Am Yisrael out there. Life is not supposed to just be about me, about what I need, what I want. Tisha B'Av is a chance to, and especially one of the beautiful, beautiful things about the Kumsitz, which most of you probably know, really happened by accident, like all great things. You know, you can't plan it. You can't plan for it. Just, you know, a bunch of guys got down, all of a sudden became like old Am Yisrael. But obviously, based on Mikdash Yerushalayim habnuya ki ir shechubra la yachdav, the pasuk says. That rebuilding Yerushalayim means bringing all of Klal Yisrael together. And the fact that we don't have, right, the second base of Mikdash was sinas chinam. It was a lack of achdus. It's a lack of togetherness. It wasn't a sufficient amount of feeling part of Am Yisrael. So I'm suggesting for you a number of directions that you might want to go with the guys. One, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two, tragedy and pain in the world that will be fixed with the rebuilding, and that's something to strive for. Three, realizing that there is a bigger Am Yisrael out there, not to try to encourage the guys. And again, how you do it and how you get them talking about this again. I remind you, which anytime I'll speak to you, I remind you about this. Anything you want to accomplish with guys is going to be accomplished 20 times more if it's not you doing the talking, but it's you figuring out a way to get them doing the talking on these topics. You may want to post to them. What do they think about their own connection to Hashem? What do they think about the fact that there's all this pain and suffering in the world? You know, what's their connection to it? How do they feel about it? Do they feel any responsibilities for it? What can they do to fix it? Realizing that there is a greater Am Yisrael, not to look at the world through parochial lens. Now, I just have one or two more points. Soloveitchik was famous for he made a big deal of one line in the Gemara that anybody else was reading the line in the Gemara, you know, okay, it's a line. Rav Soloveitchik built a whole world view on Tisha B'Av on this line of the Gemara about Avelos Yeshan and Avelos Hadash, right? The idea, the point being that obviously, famous story of Napoleon, right, that he walked in and saw people crying on Tisha B'Av, what are you crying about? The temple was destroyed 1,000 years ago. And Napoleon at that point allegedly said that a nation that is crying for something that's 2,000 years old will certainly merit having it be rebuilt. But the idea that Tisha B'Av being an Avelos Yeshan, this is like a topic that until a few years ago I couldn't really speak about it so much, but now having experienced 3 years ago my own Avelos for the first time, the loss of my father, So the Gemara contrasts a lot the difference between Avelos Chadasha and Avelos Yishan. And Avelos Chadasha means an Avelos that somebody passed away, that he just lost somebody. And Avelos Yishana, which is not just that it happened a long time ago, but obviously it's no NCS wire here ever saw the Beis HaMikdash, no one ever interacted with the Beis HaMikdash, no one ever knew what the Beis HaMikdash looked like. They may have seen some pictures, which may or may not be accurate. There's 20 different shittas. We just finished Yuma, the Daf Yomi. There's a million different shittas of what even the Beis HaMikdash looked like. No one can even get that straight. Nobody knows. But how do you get somebody to mourn for something that they never saw? The obvious classic kasha of Avelos Yishana. That's why our Salvichik says that when it comes to Avelos Chadasha, the Avelos begins very intense and then gets less intense as it goes on. You start with Aninus, which is insane, and then is Levaya, and you have Shiva, at least you can at least get some words out of your mouth during Shiva, you can try to make sense out of tragedy, and then you have Shloshim, and then you have your Beis Chodesh. So there's a way to, like, you know, get you adjusted back into a normal life, normal society. But Tisha B'Av goes the reverse, because we're trying to get you to feel it. And Avelos are trying to get you to be normal. And Tisha B'Av, you don't feel what I feel. So we're trying to get you to feel it. So we start with the other way around. We start with the 3 weeks, no music, whatever, no live music. And you have the 9 days, no meat, you know, so we're trying to get you more into it, because we're going from a place of where you don't really feel any loss at all to try to get you to realize that it's something you have to feel. So it's okay. What I'm trying to say is that we have to know that it's okay that the guys are going to walk in to Tisha B'Av, or maybe right now, this moment, they're not really feeling any loss. Even with the 3 weeks out of 9 days and the no meat and all that, they're not. They might think, like, you know, I'm hungry. That's about it. You have no food. But Baruch Hashem will have poppers tonight, tomorrow night. Baruch Hashem is always poppers. But maybe part of the angle to take with them this year on this aspect, I don't know. Again, maybe I'm not normal, but yesterday I was at the Kotel for the first time in a year and a half. And, you know, a year and a half doesn't sound like such a long time. I'm usually privileged to be here twice a year, January and the summer, every year for the last 25 years. I've been here every single year, twice a year, pretty much. And not only that a year and a half was a time not being here, but just the fact that you couldn't do it, you know, it made the year and a half feel like 5 years. Because when you're not allowed to do something, you know, it makes it even all the more far away from you. And, like, being there for the first time, so I just like took a picture with myself in the Kotel, I'll send it to my wife, and just said, surreal. I just felt it was totally surreal being here. Like, just having, you know, I'm somebody who tries to feel connected to being here, to the land of Israel. I really try to feel connected, and because I'm able to be here so often, so I think I do feel maybe more connected than your average modern Orthodox American parent, probably. Average, I'm just plenty to feel more connected than me. But maybe that's an angle to take this year about how lucky do we all feel to be here, to be in this place, and do we appreciate what it means this year to be here in the context of Tisha B'Av? Can this year help us appreciate the land of Israel and the rebuilt Yerushalayim and the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash? Can this year get us to appreciate it more? The Meir ben Chevron, again, I wasn't there, but I Chevron is a Lashon Chibur. By Chorban, Rav Aaron Lopiansky writes that a lot of times in the Hebrew language, a word and its opposite are all usually spelled similar. So you have Chorban and Chibur use the same words. A Chibur, Chorban is a lack of Chibur, a lack of connection. Chorban is a lack of Chibur. So I think all of Klal Yisrael don't merit living in the state of Israel, which is most of the people in this room and 90% of the kids in the kollel, I think, felt over the last year and a half more of a longing. And absence makes the heart grow fonder, they say. So maybe this is a special hizdamnut, a special opportunity for us to try to think about it. Having been far away, does this help us appreciate what this land means even more? Maybe the experience in Hebron, maybe the experience first night at the Kotel, or maybe it wasn't the first night, rather it was a glitch, whatever. I wasn't here, I don't know. I was just reading WhatsApps. I had no idea what actually happened, but whatever. You'll use your judgment to discuss whether that should be mentioned or not. Whenever the first time was at the Kotel, but getting them to appreciate this Avelis Yishana, this... And finally, the last point I want to make. And maybe this is the most important. It is the most important. Most important, if we want to be successful in having Tisha B'Av be a meaningful day with the guys this year, we have to figure out a way to get the guys to personalize it. To personalize it. What do I mean? The Gemara says, you're all probably very familiar with it. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zocheh v'roeh b'minyana. Anyone who mourns properly for Jerusalem, Zoche Verov, far should say it's written in the present, very strange, should say Yizkeh, Zoche Verov, somehow getting a person to mourn properly is itself the beginning of the Nechama. So the more our NCS wires, and again, ourselves, the more we ourselves can feel that pain, the more we are one step closer to bringing it back. That's what the Gemara says. Galus and Geula are two sides of the same coin. The more we can feel it, the more there's something that can touch us at some point over Tisha B'Av, the more we have taken a step already towards correcting it. And I think at some point over Tisha B'Av, our goal has to be to have the guys, the NCS wires, ask themselves, what do I feel lacking in my life as a result of Tisha B'Av? Meaning with the idea that Tisha B'Av conveys that there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu begoloing in our lives. What does that mean to me? What can I do about it? What can I do about it? Do I have to connect myself more to Klal Yisrael more? Do I have to connect myself more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more? How can I change the tragedies of the last couple of years into something positive? It's weird that Tisha B'Av goes from crying on the floor to Shabbos Nachamu. Well, what did you do to accomplish that? Well, just because you cried on the floor, now all of a sudden it's Shabbos Nachamu? Right, have a party. Blast the music. Bring on the meat. It's Nachamu. What happened to change you from Tisha B'Av to Shabbos Nachamu? Right? If we don't do our job, then that's exactly what it'll be. Nothing will have changed. We just went from crying on the floor, which didn't mean anything, to blasting the music, maybe we don't mean anything. So obviously the goal is that there should be a process. We are trying to invest our NCS wires with some kind of feeling of responsibility. Some sign of feeling of responsibility beyond the chaveiro. Some responsibility beyond the lamako. Some responsibility. No, we don't expect them to rebuild the whole city of Yerushalayim by themselves. And no, we don't expect them to become Rosh Hashanah by tomorrow. And no, but we do want to get them thinking a little bit about some of these things. That, I guess, if I had to summarize what my goal I should say, one of my goals. Two final points. I'm really gonna add. Really gonna want to give people a chance to get them in on time. Why not? Connected by this. Two final points connected to this. Now it just ran out of my head. But what was I saying? Yeah. What was I saying?
Responsibility.
Right. So that the kids should, not that they have to rebuild the whole Yerushalayim on their own, but that there should be some sense or feeling of I got to do it. This is, you know, my whole goal with guys. One of the most important goals that I think people have to have in high school is that they should realize that life is a serious ballgame. Life is a serious ballgame. Life is not just fun and games. But the beauty of Yiddishkeit is, and this is point number two, with this I'm going to close. In other words, there should be no date on the Jewish calendar that is more ripe for us to convince the guys that life is a serious ballgame than Tisha B'Av. So we got to make use of it. That's why Tisha B'Av is on the Jewish calendar. To remind us, all of us, that life is a serious ballgame. It's not just all fun and games. If I had to say it succinctly. However, at the same time, and because anyone who knows me knows I'm not about that. On the Aron Kodesh of DRS, it says the Pasuk, Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misan Chelev. Yiddishkeit is all about rejoicing. Yiddishkeit is all about joy. Simcha. If du as Hashem b'simcha. So of course you all know this is my last point. That the more a person feels that life is a serious ballgame, the more he truly can experience the simcha of Yiddishkeit, which is why Golos leads right into Gula, which is why Shabbos Chazon leads into Shabbos Nachamu, which is why Tanis Esther leads into Purim. Which is why you have on the Jewish calendar, Rabbi Moshe Weinberger likes to say that a Jewish heart has to be a heart that can experience tragedy and joy on the two halves of the heart at the same time. You can go to Leviathan and go to Chasna. You have to experience both at the same time. And I think that's an important lesson for them to see that true simcha, true growth, true connection to Hashem comes through real introspection and appreciation. Yeah, this one other thing that I wanted to add before I apologize, but this will really gonna close. Rav Lopiansky, I think, wrote in the I just saw this 30 minutes ago. Rav Lopiansky wrote, I think, in this week's Mishpacha magazine, about these kids, what have they seen in the last month? In the last month or 2 months, they saw Corona, then they saw the Meiron collapse of a building, of a structure. They saw on Shavuos, they saw in Stalin, whatever, the collapse of the structure. And then they saw in Florida, they saw the collapse of the structure. They saw three huge tragedies of collapse, of tragedy. They've seen a lot more tragedy than maybe most kids normally see in such a short span of time. There's something going on. There's something going on in the world. I'm not smart enough to know what it is, but I know I have outlined for you a heavy task. It's a heavy task, but the fact that you recognize and realize that it's a heavy task is the first step towards you're doing a good job or as good a job as you can do about taking this task and running with it. So I give you all a bracha that we should be zoche to first and foremost internalize the lessons and messages and thoughts of Tisha B'Av in ourselves. And hopefully, if we can do some thinking about it ourselves, we will have siyata d'shmaya to be able to give it over to the Talmidim, to the Hetzius Squires, an old Jew in Jerusalem, Sofer, Rav Eisenbach, once told me that every time you go, and I try to do this, every time you walk into the classroom, you put your hand on the doorknob of the classroom, you should say a short tefillah. Please give me the right words to say to the Talmidim today, that they should really understand what I have to say, that they should be inspired by what I have to say, they should grow, they should understand. So, with Siyata Dishmaya, I know it's a big task, but Chabura today, Chabura tomorrow, Shabbos afternoon, Tisha B'Av afternoon, hopefully if we daven for a little Siyata Dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch will give us the right words to say to the guys, and we'll be able to, once again, have this Tisha B'Av be, if Mashiach doesn't come before then, in honor of Rabbi Leibowitz, I have to always add that in, but if Mashiach doesn't come before then, this Tisha B'Av will be meaningful to the guys and it will truly lead to a true reward. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.